Just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. He alone is worthy of our trusting, touched is he with every grief and pain. He rebukes with perfect, holy knowledge. He tries off that we might patience gain. He alone can make earthly ties grow fainter. Only he can make world lure fade away. He alone, none but Christ, consider as we journey on this pilgrim way. Hello, girls. We're here again. I'm always glad to visit with you. Talking with you and listening to you is one of the joys of my heart. Life becomes very burdened and full and confused and hurtful, doesn't it? Or is your life different than mine? I don't think so. One day things are fine and the next day things are just in an upheaval. Life is that way and we can't do anything about it. But we must trust God. I have this little saying here that says the cure for our anxiety is not removing the things that cause the anxiety, but entering into the presence of the shepherd. We can't remove these things, but we have to look at them with different eyes. We have to realize we can't do a thing about many things that touch us, but we must enter in the presence of our Heavenly Savior, the shepherd of our souls, if we know Christ as Savior, and find that we can stand these outward pressures. As I talk to you, I'm looking out my window and I see trees, beautiful trees. They're in the neighbor's yard. Lovely trees, two neighbors over. Powerful trees, and there's a breeze and they're moving. It's very peaceful for me to see these trees moving. Yet I know that the same wind and the same trees, just yesterday or the day before, it was blowing frightfully with tornado force in Ohio. A whole town was destroyed. A whole place was wrecked up. Same wind. Jesus used the wind as an illustration to Nicodemus about how the Holy Spirit works. And that is a comforting thought. So as I look at the beautiful green leaves of these tall trees, and as they move, right now they're calm. That's the way it is with life. We're talking about Job. You all know about Job in the Bible. We've been studying about him, meditating about him for several weeks now, and so now here we are again. And I'm very moved by Job this time going through. I'm very moved and I relate to him so well. I'm sure you do too. If it were not for Job, we wouldn't realize that God permits some things in the Christian's life that are heartbreaking. If it weren't for Job, we wouldn't know that Satan or his demons influence people, that God lets them touch people for purposes that we don't understand. If it weren't for Job, we wouldn't know how God can come in and comfort and resupply our lives after great heartaches, if it weren't for the book of Job. Now we are in chapter 23, in verse 10 to 12. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. That's the part that I was going to talk about. But I want to read the whole section here, 23 of Job, 10 to 12. In fact, we read this morning in our daily reading. We did. It's for June 8th. And today, when I'm making this, is June 8th. I don't know what day it is when you're hearing it. But he knoweth, that God knoweth, the way that I take. When he hath tried me, this is when God hath tried me. This is Job talking. Remember all the problems he had? Everything he owned was destroyed, and his children all died. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's Job 23:10-12. What verses of power. What verses of a testimony of a man who's completely destroyed except for his life. Sometimes when my husband, Dr. D.A. Waite, the pastor of the Bible for Day Baptist Church and the Bible for Day Ministries, when he speaks in churches, people come up to him to sign their Bibles. They want him to sign their Bibles. I remember as a child seeing people do this. Some folk have scores of well-known Bible teachers' signatures written in their Bibles. So when my husband signs a Bible or some other book, he writes under his name today's blessing verses. I suppose we could say that Job 23:10-12 are his life verses. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. That's what Job said. Can you imagine someone who has suffered as much as Job suffered saying in so many words that God was spinning gold from his trials? All his pain and suffering was the stuff of which gold was made. Imagine with me the brightness and glory of that spinning room. Just imagine. I remember reading that Francis Havergal, the well-known English poet and hymnist, suffered. We are never completely told what her weakness was, even though she spent months and sometimes years weak and infirm. She pondered to her friends, "I wonder what God will do with all the gold that is brought forth." Job continued in these verses, "My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined." At first blush, this seems a rather conceited statement. As we meditate, we can see it is the goal of Job's heart. It was his dedication to his God and his conviction to confess not only his sin to him, but the sins of his sons also. That kept his steps aright. Always, even with his body covered with pus-filled boils, his spiritual goal was to walk in the steps of the Almighty. How unfair it was of his self-righteous friends to judge Job's heart dedication. Look at the next statement from this man of God. He said, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Think right now what necessary food you eat every day. The basic foods are what? We hear this all the time. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, milk. They say that if we eat these foods plus water, exercise, and sleep, we will be healthy. There is no mention of the necessary food chart or candy on that chart, candy or ice cream or soda pop. Nor is there mention of tea and coffee. Probably up until Job's satanic sickness, he ate well and healthy. Yet most and more important to him then, and during his illness, were the words from God's mouth. Now, how did Job receive words from God's mouth? That's a good question. Did God speak to Job like he spoke to Adam in the Garden of Eden? Did God speak to Job as he did to Moses at the burning bush? Was it the still, small voice that Elijah heard after the whirlwind ceased? Did God speak to Job like he did when the Apostle Paul was pushed off his donkey by the mighty voice of Jesus Christ calling in his ears? I don't know. Job may have been, and he may have had been personal friends with Abraham and learned firsthand of the revelations that God had given his friend. Whatever and whenever, the words of God's mouth were better to Job than his daily food. I don't know how Job knew what the commandments of God's lips were, but he did. Those commandments were not the Ten Commandments, for they had not yet been given. Those commandments were special for him, for Job, and from the mouth of God. Now you and I have God's commandments, like Job had. We have them in the Scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Deep in the heart of those holy pages are sweet morsels of holy food for our admonition and learning. How can we neglect such truth? That's a question. How can you and I speak for myself too, how can we neglect such truth when we have it written in the Word of God? I don't know. Job esteemed God's words more than his necessary food. Oh, save to the rock that is higher than I. My soul in its conflict and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine would I be. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee, hiding in thee, hiding in thee, the blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. In the calm of the noontide, in sorrow's lone hour, in times when temptation cast o'er me its power, in the tempest of life, on its wide heaving sea, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. How calm in the conflict, when pressed by the foe, I have fled to my refuge and breathed out my woe. How often when trials like sea billows roll, have I hidden in thee, O thou rock of my soul. Sing it with me. Hiding in thee, hiding in thee, the blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Dear Lord, we confess to thee how often we do not hide in thee, how often we let the conflicts of our life and the pressures of life and the disappointments touch us, and we let them destroy our Christian walk, our Christian testimony. Forgive us, Lord, for such sin.
Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?